from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Teams in the Big Ten, UCLA.
I kind of hope that that's going to be a noon game, and that way UCLA has to play at like 9 o'clock local time for those guys. I think Penn State takes care of business as well and starts off 5-0 before what looks like a pretty big gauntlet ahead of them.
Now we have a tough stretch coming in. A big road game against another new Big Ten squad. Saturday, October 12th at USC in the Coliseum out in Los Angeles.
As cool as it would be to get it done at USC, I just don't think they're going to. I think this, whoever the home team is in this series, I think gets the win. So when USC goes to Penn State, I think that would be a Penn State win. I think it's the Trojans in this game getting it done.
A week off after that, then another a tough place to play. I don't know how this team will be in 2024, but this is a tough place to play. Penn State going to Camp Randall Stadium in Wisconsin. They take on the Badgers on the road.
It's going to be really tough indeed, but thankfully, like you said, the bye week preceding that game against Wisconsin, and I think that's going to be just enough help for Penn State to get it done and jump around and get a win at Camp Randall and be 6-1.
So 6-1 entering November, and when they enter November, it is a home matchup against the Ohio State Buckeyes, who enter the season ranked second in the country.
Ohio State has never given me a reason to pick against them whenever they play Penn State, so I think Ohio State takes care of business in Happy Valley that night.
6-2 Penn State, back at home the next week, another new Big Ten team, the Washington Huskies.
This is a really tough one. This is a really, really, really tough one for the Nittany Lions. It's going to be tougher than people think. I know Washington had a bunch of turnover this past season. They lost Penix. They lost their head coach, DeBoer. I think Penn State will just edge Washington. It's going to be a really close, tough game, but I think Penn State just sneaks out a win.
So you have Penn State at 7-2 right now. They go to Purdue that next week.
That's a win. They'll be 8-2.
8-2 Nittany Lions at Minnesota on Saturday, November 23rd.
This is also a really tough one. Minnesota plays Penn State pretty tough, it feels like most times, but I think the Nittany Lions will edge out another win there.
Maryland at Beaver Stadium, the end of November.
Penn State normally takes care of Maryland, and especially at home, and so I'm going to say Penn State closes out the season with a W there.
So you have, yet again, Penn State, 10 wins and 2 losses.
Something about James Franklin always leading this team to 10 wins, no matter if it's a really good season, disappointing season. James Franklin and 10 wins is almost like Mike Tomlin and those non-losing seasons, you know?
You got that right. Now, if you had to guess right now, yes or no, does 10-2 get Penn State into the college football playoff?
Yeah, I would say so. If it gets them just outside of the playoffs every year, yeah, it gets them into a 12-team playoff.
All right, so Joel pretty confident that Penn State will get in at 10-2. Let's take a look at the Pitt schedule, shall we? Kent State, week one. Why do I have a worry about this game? I probably shouldn't, but hey, Pitt won three games last year. It was a very ugly 2023. The expectations are low in 2024. I do think they win this game. I'd like to think that the Cade Bell offense looks a little bit better. You have Rodney Hammond back. Nate Yarnell will be the quarterback. And I still think they have some decent weapons in that offense. I think Pitt gets the win. They have people worried probably at halftime, maybe midway through the third quarter, but I think they end up beating Kent State by two scores. So they go to 1-0. I think they lose the next game and perhaps the next two. At Cincinnati, I think Pitt takes the loss in that game. That was an ugly one last season in Pittsburgh. Cincinnati should have beat Pitt badly in that game, but they somehow kept it close, even though it never felt like a true Pitt threat. Home for the backyard brawl. That'll be a fun one. I think West Virginia is just the better team right now. And I'm going to say that West Virginia gets the job done in Pittsburgh. You know that crowd will be fantastic on the 14th of September. So I think that Pitt starts 1-2. I'm going to say that they right the ship that next week, homecoming against Youngstown State. Pitt should not be losing that game. A 3:30 kick against the Penguins on the 21st. Bye week after that, at North Carolina on October 5th. That's a tough roadie for the Panthers. And again, I just don't know what this offense will look like. Just so many question marks with this Pitt offense and how they will come out. I mean, if they just fly out of the gate the first couple of weeks, let's say they win those two games I thought they'd lose early, different conversation. I think Pitt loses the game against North Carolina on October 5th. Next week, a new ACC opponent, the California Golden Bears on October 12th. Again, a lot of these times not announced. College football normally waits around to time a lot of these games. I think Pitt falls here. I think Cal comes in here and actually wins that game. I think Pitt goes to 2-4. A Thursday night game following another bye week, October 24th against Syracuse. I think Pitt will get justice done in that game by hook or by crook. I think they beat the Orange. They go to 3-4 on the season. Here's a tough road trip for the Panthers. Down to SMU to take on the Mustangs Saturday, November 2nd. I think Pitt will fall in this game. They will move to 3-5 on the season at Gerald Ford Stadium in Dallas. They come back home. I think they can beat Virginia and move to 4-5. One of these next two games here, Pitt is going to find a way to win. Clemson or Louisville. Right now, both of these teams are ranked in the top 25, and we know historically Pitt finds themselves in a spot where they got no business winning a game, and they do so, and they often do so against ranked opponents. That's another kind of funny quirk between the Franklin and Narduzzi thing. Franklin has so much trouble beating big-time teams, and it's like Narduzzi relishes the opportunity to be the underdog in some situations. He has some big, big upset wins in his time at Pitt. There's no denying that. I think that Pitt will fall in the game against Clemson, so they will go to 4-6. They'll find a way to beat Louisville on the road on November 23rd. They will go to 5-6 there. And then I think the next game, with a chance to be bowl eligible, I think Pitt will get... I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I think they knock off Boston College on the road. I think they get to six wins. I think they can get back to a bowl game in 2024. I think that's fair. I think making them bowl eligible, 6-6, new offense, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt in a few situations. I'm not going to be going crazy saying a 5 or 6 win improvement this year. I think they are 3 wins better than last season. So you had Penn State at 10-2. I have Pitt at 6-6, about a month out from the college football season. That was fun, Joel. Always like doing a little win-loss game. Coming up, Joel, you get to pick the topic for the 10 o'clock hour as we wrap up the show tonight. We will also take a peek at the scores around Major League Baseball and the standings as of right now. The Pirates with a 3-game set in Arizona starting tomorrow night. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. It's the Chevy Summer Drive, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Mostly clear overnight, low of 59. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Before we get to Joel's pick to finish up tonight's show, I do want to give people a look around Major League Baseball. The Pirates, with an off night, they're in Arizona this weekend. Buccos and Diamondbacks start a 3-game set tomorrow night. The Pirates will have Luis Ortiz on the mound. He's been one of my favorite players this season. I have been maybe the biggest Luis Ortiz fan in this entire building, maybe in this entire city throughout this season. That's how good I think Luis Ortiz has been. Anyway, scores around the league. Angels lead the A's 5-2. Brent Rooker with another home run for Oakland. Just too, very much too bad that he cannot play the field. Could not possibly want him in the Pirates lineup. The Padres beat the Nationals today 3-0. Dylan Cease throwing a no-hitter, the second no-hitter in Padres history, the first by who, Joel Nelson?
Joe Musgrove.
Yes, sir. Man, what is going on here with this computer? This isn't good, Joelie. Something popping up on ESPN. Now I lost all the scores. Oh, boy.
Thankfully, it was Thursdays tend to be a little bit of a lighter scoreboard for Major League Baseball.
Baltimore survived a Miami rally. They beat the Marlins 7-6. Detroit shut out Cleveland 3-0. Texas beat the Chicago White Sox 2-1. Tampa Bay 13, Toronto 0 in Canada. The Dodgers beat the Giants 6-4. The Mets with a walk-off against the Atlanta Braves. That has gotten very tight in the National League wildcard race. Let's take a look around Major League Baseball, and let's specifically look in the National League because that is what Pirates fans are going to care about more So the Phillies, Dodgers, and Brewers all lead their divisions. Things in the wild card race have gotten quite interesting, even at the top. The Atlanta Braves have lost 5 games in a row. They have held down that spot for the entire season, basically. They are just a game ahead of everybody else. They are 54-47. They are only a half game ahead of the New York Mets, who are 54-48, winners of 4 in a row. The San Diego Padres have won 5 straight, so they are in that third spot right now at 55-50, a half game up on the Cardinals at 53-49. The Diamondbacks are a game back at 53-50. The Buccos, 52-50, a game and a half back. The Pirates have won 8 out of their last 10. They've won 4 consecutive series. And you see right there tomorrow why that starts a huge series in Arizona. 2 teams separated by a half game, and both of them within a game and a half of a playoff spot in the National League. We are starting to see more sellers emerge as well. The Reds have seemingly thrown in the white flag on the season. They're 4.5 back. The Cubs are 5.5 back. So are the Giants. Both of those teams are looking to sell some pieces. The Nationals are 7 games back, and the Rockies are 16 games back, with the Marlins taking up the rear at 17 games back. You mentioned the White Sox, Joel, 27-78. This team is unbelievably bad. They've lost 11 games in a row. Their run differential is negative 202. They're 30 games out of a playoff spot.
It really makes me wonder, you know, like whoever the Dan Zangrilli of like White Sox pre and post game is, because like we know with the Pirates, they've got the playoff aspirations and everything, and they'd be super meaningful with the Pirates having not been to the playoffs in almost a decade. I wonder what is like, you know, being talked about and stuff in Chicago with like the White Sox. And I guess, you know, you get the Cubs in that same market who maybe kind of still have some playoff aspirations, but like you said, could be a bit of a seller as we get closer to the deadline. I know they're shopping Jameson Taillon, former Pirate, to a couple of teams possibly. I wonder what happens, you know, like just like with the White Sox, like their pre and post game shows, you know, with just really no direction for this team right now.
Yeah, I mean,
other than, you know, I guess not tanking, but kind of just giving up on this and all that.
Yeah, the Pirates had some ugly years the last few seasons, but it at least seemed like they had something going forward. So that is how the standings look around Major League Baseball right now. Joel, before we get out of here, a few minutes left, we got to let Joel get his topic in here. Joel gets to pick a topic every time we work together. The first time in almost a month that we work together tonight. Joel, what do you got?
Donnie, it didn't even, you know, hit until like earlier in the show that like, wait a minute, we are 1 week away from a football game, and it's the first overall pick, Caleb Williams, assuming he's going to be starting that game and playing maybe, I don't know, a quarter to a half. And I'm excited to see him and Roma Dunze. And I think we talked about this on a previous Joel's pick about which rookies were excited to watch this season. I think I mentioned Xavier Worthy was like my favorite one. He gets to play with Patrick Mahomes right out of the gate. But this Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams working together, I think it's going to be pretty fun. I don't know how much we'll see CJ Stroud in this game, maybe one series, but it's here. We're 1 week away. It's going to be right here before we know it. It already feels like it's that way.
Yeah, it is awesome. It kind of crept up on us, and I think we can credit the baseball season for that. We can credit the Pirates for football season kind of creeping up, because think of how many years we are clamoring for football because the Pirates are out of it. Not the case in 2024. I don't think CJ Stroud plays a down in that game. I don't think he should play a
down. That's smart.
Because these teams that are in the Hall of Fame game, they do get an additional preseason game. So they actually do get 4, where everybody else gets 3. So I would not play CJ Stroud at all. I wouldn't play, you know, Stephon Diggs at all, anybody important. It is intriguing because I think Caleb Williams should play at least a little bit, a couple of series. And I think, now, the viewership is going to be fine anyway. It's the NFL. It's the first actual game action back. Like, people are going to watch it. People are going to tune in for the Hall of Fame game next Thursday night. Now, if Caleb Williams is playing, let's say a full quarter, that brings a lot of eyeballs in. Now, if they announce he's not going to play at all, I think it would damper things because there are some people out there, Williams ain't even playing. You know, that's the only guy I wanted to watch. You know, kind of a downer. But if he's in that game, I think at all, a couple of series, I think it absolutely draws eyeballs to the game.
I know someone who is going to watch that game. That's the guy who thinks that this dude is going to be better than Patrick Mahomes.
Oh,
one Dominic DiTomaso, don't you think?
Oh, I mean, he's gonna need the Vaseline to watch that game if Caleb Williams plays a couple of drives. I mean, if he goes on a couple of touchdown drives, we won't even be able to contact intern Dom. It's going to be – he's basically going to have the do not disturb sign up.
He's going to – Caleb Williams is going to throw some sort of like 30-yard dime to the back quarter of the end zone, perfect throw, perfect ball to – I don't know who – Roma Dunze. I don't know if DJ Moore is going to play – Caleb Williams is going to throw some sort of absolute 32-yard touchdown to the back corner of the end zone. Absolutely beautiful ball, and you know Dom's going to tweet, "Here he is, folks.
Yep,
already better than Mahomes. Look out! It's going to be
he better hope that he's good. He better hope that Caleb Williams is good because he's been beating this drum for like 2 years.
And it's a little weird because like you take a look at the other USC quarterbacks who went in the first round. I mean, Sam Darnold is on, what, his fourth team already?
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez, you know, wouldn't call it an ideal NFL career, even though he played for a few teams. Matt Leinart, you know, not a crazy NFL career.
So, I think you're being generous to some of these guys too. You're being too nice. The only good quarterback to come out of USC since 2000 is Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer.
That's it. That's all they got. I mean, and I would say he was a really solid pro. Still not even a Hall of Famer. He had some really good seasons.
That's right.
But that's about it.
Dan Darnold, near got the Cardinals to the Super Bowl in 2015 when he was what? He was already in the league for like a decade at that point, right?
Yeah, he would have been into his mid-30s at least. I mean, his rookie season was 03. He was a year ahead of Roethlisberger, so yeah. That was a good one, Joel. I wish we had a little bit more time. I feel kind of bad.
It's all right.
I did want to take a look at what happened around Major League Baseball tonight, give people a view, because the Buccos are relevant. They are absolutely in this thing in the National League. The trade deadline coming up about a week away. I know there are cynics out there just kind of rooting for them to not do anything. I think something's going to happen. If I had to bet one guy quickly here, Joel, I know we're running out of time. I think it's Jazz Chisholm. I think they pull off a deal involving him, centered around him.
It seems like it. And, you know, we got further evidence tonight that the Miami Marlins are going to be sellers. They traded A.J. Puck to the Diamondbacks, who the Pirates are going to see this weekend. Not sure if we would see A.J. Puck tomorrow night, but, I mean, it's been pretty evident since the start of the season that the Marlins they're going to trade away a lot of their good guys. They are in the, I guess we'll call it, the rebuilding stage. And so wouldn't be surprised if it's Jazz Chisholm. That would be quite the pickup for the Pirates.
Hey, thank you to Mark Cabali for joining us tonight. A thank you to Jeff Hathorn, a thank you to the callers who chimed in, and those of you who listened wherever you may be. Thank you to Joel Nelson. Great work, as always, behind the glass. First time in about a month that we got to work together, so that was fun. The Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call comes your way next. Donnie Football signing off on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.